What's up, people? It's Mike from the Walking Dead Recap Show. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to check out some of my other podcasts, feel free to search that title or Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm catching up on Fear. I am like two episodes from catching up on The Walking Dead. I'm so happy. I sat here today, this Sunday, pre-Labor Day, and I figured I'd watch some while the sun goes down before I go and do some yard work. And I've knocked out some quick episodes, and this will be it for season 10. Yay! And man, were they a doozy. So let's talk about The Walking Dead, one more, episode 19 that aired back in March of this year. Looking over my notes right here, this was a story between Aaron and Gabriel. I enjoyed this one. The from the beginning, from the field zombies and throwing the alarm clock out there and watching the zombies rise up was definitely cool, smart thinking. Let's see what else. Finding that warehouse, getting drunk and sharing some stories about some stuff. It was cool to hear Gabriel's story of his dad and everything else. And then we wake up and bam, the Terminator's there. Robert Patrick makes this appearance, is playing, I think his name was Maze in this. And come to find out, this was his hideout, his warehouse, his whiskey, his boar. And he is not too happy and doesn't trust Aaron and Gabriel, who try over and over to explain to them that they're not bad people. But in the apocalypse, how can you trust people, right? So definitely an intense scene during this whole Russian roulette thing. I was like, because I was just waiting. All these episodes here, I was wondering if we were going to lose a major character. I didn't see anything online. I didn't look online. I didn't want to get spoiled. I stayed away as best as I could. And this scene here, I really thought someone was going to, well, we find out what happens to Maze, but still, I thought it was going to be either Aaron or Gabriel. I didn't know if they were going to make out of this. One of them wasn't going to make out of this intense scene, playing Russian roulette. And then, come to find out, when Aaron is just about to shoot himself and Maze stops him and kind of comes down and says, okay, I'm Maze. And then to see Gabriel, Father Gabriel, the priest, the one that grab Aaron's mace club arm weapon and bash in Maze's head, I was just as shocked as Aaron was. I could not believe that it happened. I was like, what the hell, Gabriel? Gabriel's not, as much as he wants to be this holy person, I'm telling you, he's not. He's definitely changed, and he's definitely changed humongously from the beginning when we first met him to now. Same thing with Carol, from way back then in season one to now. Probably two big characters that have really have gone through some changes, I think. I was pissed like Aaron was. Yeah, definitely don't get in Father Gabriel's bad side, that's for sure. And then when they go upstairs to find the twin brother who was up there with the dead family, and then they try to help him, and then he winds up killing himself. Yeah, that was an intense episode. It was good. It was a good episode, but it was freaking crazy. So those are my thoughts. Good. Thumbs up to this episode one more, episode 19 of The Walking Dead. If you want to check out more of my stuff, hear more of my stuff, Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show. I'm catching up soon, people, where you listen to podcasts, and you can hear The Walking Dead and The Walking Dead World Beyond if you search The Walking Dead Recap Show where you listen to podcasts. If you want to follow me online, Mike the Movie Guy, and of course, Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. There you go. My blog, I took it down for right now. I'm rebooting. That's what I'm going to do, y'all. So as soon as I get a new blog and figure out where I'm going and what direction I'm going to go with, I'll let everybody know. But other than that, thanks for tuning in. I will talk to you later. Peace out.